Marvel Influence here on NTNRadio.com. I'm not sure who won the puzzle. I'm just going to give us a both a win on that one. It got dark.
It didn't go dark. We're just crude MFers. For bad people.
I don't know. We were talking about family cars. And we were talking about Vulcans. The Pozov was just all over the place.
Yeah, we shouldn't go visual for a while yet if we're going
to
behave
like
this.
Yeah, we're going to have to learn to control ourselves.
Yeah. We're going to have to set up camp in HR.
But anyways, I got the kettle corn, microwavable kettle corn for those meetings. But we're good.
We got some stuff, man. We got some stuff now. We got a bunch of stuff.
We have Twisted Metal just started. Star Trek Strange New World is going on. Wednesday starts today. We're doing the show a day later.
Today, in fact, because like they usually do it, like, you know, it was like, oh, okay. It dawned on me immediately. It's on a Wednesday. Usually it's like, if it's a Friday release, that means 3 a.m. on Thursday evening. So, of course, it was out Tuesday, probably 3 in the morning on Netflix.
I haven't watched it yet. We got 2 weeks to Peacemaker, and we have like a little over a week to the last Resident. No,
shut your mouth.
2 days to the last Resident Alien.
We're gonna have to have some kind of TMO moment of silence in retros. Yeah,
we might have
to. I don't know, Black Friday or something.
Before we get into it, did you see how bad the numbers dropped for the second weekend
of Fantastic? I had one before the show. I said one comment. For FF4, that was it. I sent you, at least on Messenger, I sent you the clip, one clip. Yeah, it dropped off, man. Word of mouth.
You know, all these reviews, but I think word of mouth is still more powerful in movies because, man, it was just not that good.
The more it goes on, and this happened well before it came out, but it's just like little things now are like irking me, or like because I still haven't seen it. It's like just they did a side by side, like, you know, they do Spider-Man the last three or four. They did the visuals of the last three or four Mr. Fantastics. Like, okay, kind of the beard, all right, whatever. And then all of a sudden you've got this again. And I'm not attempting to be racist, but that you have this Hispanic Latino looking person with a thin black mustache. That's not Reed Richards. It's as white as white guy can be with the white, you know, temple gray.
With the hair on the side.
Yeah, that's the Reed Richards, you know, archetype. Again, it's not. It's fine. See, you're remaking. Why redo it? It's when you have a brand new character like the Mandalorian, you have a clean slate. He can be anything you want to be, and he will become, right, if it's well done, a beloved character. Stop turning beloved characters into just. And I get it; he's going to sell more money, but
I don't know if this was a woke thing or if this was like he's the hot guy right now.
No. Just with my limited filmmaking background, it's closer to that. That's my presumption. Because if he's not Mandaloraning a little Yoda, he's gladiatoring or.
He got his breakout. To me, his breakout was Game of Thrones.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's human nature. Not that I have to like it, but I understand it. At first, he was very humble because he died off. Giant spoiler alert from whatever 25 years ago. Like when he died off, he's like, I wouldn't mind getting another job. I'm open to like a spinoff, you know, a pre Game of Thrones where I'm younger. He's being humble.
Going to be an Arya one, right?
Hmm.
Arya Stark is going to have a spinoff.
Sometimes I'm not sure when I scroll by quickly if it's just somebody just fanboy having fun. If it doesn't say Variety or Hollywood Reporter, I dismiss it like right off the bat. There's a couple more that are legit
fans. No,
but
no, I wait till that. I almost said the S word. I wait till that's on TMZ. That's the only source I trust in news anymore.
Point being, before we lose it, he was very humble at first. Now he has crossed the stage of making political comments. And so now he thinks he's hot ass, and that it's like just stay in your lane, man. Stay in your lane. Don't.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I only pay to watch you when somebody else puts words in your mouth. There, I said it.
Yeah, you ain't lying. That's all I'm saying.
And I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. I don't want to hear it.
Well, if you're proficient,
no.
If you have a historical proficiency at it, and then I'll jump ahead just quickly for the briefly. If you're like Alan Tudyk, he produces as well as being in front of the camera, and he's very good at it. So if he has an opinion, I'm going to listen. I sent you guys a quick interview from Comic-Con, which I'm surprised we haven't talked more about, the San Diego, the Comic-Con, and aside from the one I sat. But anyway, he was with the producer, the showrunner, and he's like, we just can't produce the shows. There's no more money in cable television. I'm like, ever heard of this thing called HBO? Have them sign off. Stop going with USA Sci-Fi.
But he said, imagine where that show would go on HBO. I didn't even mean that, but okay.
Okay. Gosh, where would Judy go? Anyway. But he understands. I mean, right there, I knew right away just from this tone and look in his eyes. And he's a totally different. He's like who he is as a human being, not any of the people he plays or characters, because just the tone and the gravitas when he spoke and what he talked about. He said there's no money in it right now. They can't afford the episodes that we're creating for cable television. It's dead. It's streaming. It's this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, oh, I understand. I'm very sad. But then the showbiz in me guy in the back of my head is like screaming, jump to the other platform, sign a deal, get over to Netflix, get over to something else. And the money's there. Just don't get flat footed in cable. If it is dying, which is okay. Not okay,
it's
but
different. It's different.
Just make it happen. Because again, we talked about it the past episode. It'll never be the same. Even if they come
you
back,
you would think he had all the connections in the world. He's in Marvel. He's in DC.
Connections, but not power. I don't think he's got.
Yeah,
the,
but still a good connections.
He's got he's got the network. I'm sure he could call Spielberg up right now, but that doesn't mean, you know. Now but that's the difference. If he was Spielberg, Cameron, or Gunn, then he can make the wheels of the bus go round and round. But not right now. So
let's just go. Guy, you're
Captain America
right now. Anthony Mackie.
Captain America and dystopian future.
Yeah, and I like it. I mean, it's not like the greatest sci-fi show in the world. It's like a post-apocalypse one, and I kind of dig that. I did not play the game Twisted Metal, and I'm still liking in the show. I enjoy. I want to say her name is Stephanie Beatrice's character. She's an actress. She was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine as Rosa. She's like a snarky cop, and she still plays snarky, and I enjoy her character. And so I'm still – it's three episodes in. I know Warren probably will watch it, and if he ever gets the internet again, maybe he'll be back on the show. But if he is, we'll talk about it a little bit more. I know you didn't watch it. I know you weren't happy with the first season, and I won't force it on you. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Like I said, I said before the show, I'll give it maybe one or two episodes, but if it has the same vibe, I got no time for it.
Same vibe. So I don't see you. See you hanging in on that.
So continue.
Because then we just got a bunch of stuff to talk to. I broke the rule. I didn't realize I didn't watch Star Trek.
Oh, we're going to jump right. That's all I got to say about the Twisted.
Into it. Yeah. Cause we got a lot to talk about Resident Evil.
We need some kind of like christening, you know, back and forth.
I have the sign. Okay. But anyway.
Okay. Star Trek. Okay. We talked briefly about it before we started the show. Cause like, it was
good. Premise.
I gave it a non Warren, and that's a weird way to put it. Because Warren does the, he'll go, it may have come out 2 hours before, and somehow he saw it a day before. So, it was great. I mean, I'm not going to give you the details, but this one part with the character, that was the super funniest. That was the best action sequences.
That was my favorite scene.
Yeah, I won't give you details, but it's probably the best that ever, there's no difference from what you were saying now. I'm not going to say that Darth Vader is his father, but there's this one scene where there's a reveal.
Where they allude to that.
So what I'm saying now is not in that camp at all, because we are required to see it.
Okay, you can spoil it. I'm going to watch it right after the show. I made the mistake.
I know
it's about somebody being trapped in the hologram.
Now, here's the thing, as you started talking, because it's been a while since I see it. I'm really more excited about talk about RA, Resident Alien.
Who is it?
As you said that, one part of me remembered you specifically, Oh, Phil is gonna effing dig this show because it has a Clue monstrous element, detective part of it. So here's a spoiler.
I'm excited to see. Love Clue.
It's got at least three or four elements combined into one. It starts off with a campy version of the original Star Trek. Like here, well, the opening shot is a short skirt of Nurse Chapel bending over one of the components. It's her butt right there, just to keep it, you know, within PG-13. So it's the opening shot is a campy version of the original show. The weird coloring, the really high skirts, and again, the first shot is Nurse Chapel's booty boot, and then you have the current person playing Captain Kirk. And again,
that's Wesley, right? Isn't that the kid from Next Generation?
No. The one who's playing Kirk now, he's played Kirk for the past couple of seasons. He's the newest Kirk.
I thought that was the same kid, but I guess
not. Oh, not even close. And by the way, quick trivia, the kid Wesley, who played Wesley he's now older than Picard was on the original show. Just saying.
Ooh, okay.
That hurts.
That's definitely not him.
Okay, don't stop watching it. Do not watch it.
I'm sorry. You gave me a rabbit hole. I can't remember.
No, well,
you forward.
No, don't.
Oh, Lord.
Don't go past that.
Wow.
I'm
in.
Really? Kirk, and this was done with craftsmanship and love. They did a campy version of the original show. The actor who plays Kirk did like the inflections and the pauses and then the hard stops and then the rapid fire. But he did it in a respectful way, making fun of him, but still respectful of the show. That was a tough line.
The original show was very campy.
Yeah, but they pushed the edge just that one step further to extend it. So kudos to them for writing it and executing, because they did a solid job of that. And even the lighting was a little extreme with weird purples and reds and so on and so forth. And go ahead, you're dying to say something. What?
No, I'm literally almost dying. I'm going to say this, right? And I could be way off, and you'll probably correct me. I can't remember another show that has taken so many like
chances,
off the norm chances.
Yes.
And nailed
it. I will just attest.
Freaking nailed. The cartoon crossover.
The musical. Broadway musical. Broadway caliber.
Right? Like, I mean, there are other shows that take the zombie butts in Doom Patrol, right? Like, I mean, that was a chance.
That's different, though.
What they're doing is they're playing with an established lore, right?
And they're not going to
hurt. Didn't take these kind of chances.
Oh, hell no. And
Boys,
they're hitting
none of them, and they're just okay. Like, and they're killing it.
They're hitting slam dunks with the touchdowns.
Yeah,
all of them. So let me continue, because this is going to run long now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Anyway, just because we have whole Resident Alien to go. See, so okay, so it opens up. Like, I have to keep saying it, with the Nurse Chapel butt shot.
You had to say it.
But so they go to the whole camp, like, and my initial thought, oh dang, just like the other stuff. Are they going to stop going ahead?
Go ahead. No,
stop.
No, no.
You pause.
I panicked.
I see you.
And didn't
I see
fast
you.
Forward at the right time.
So shut up. Yeah, your bag of excuses. So they I thought the whole show was going to be like that, right? Would you freaking stop?
Well, I just got to do that.
Okay, but don't go. Oh, now see, now look what you did.
Yeah.
To me.
All right.
So I thought they're going to do that the entire show, but they didn't. That was like the opening, just the cold open, so to speak. Then it went back into regular Star Trek. So I'll fast forward to the end. What happened was they were experimenting with. They didn't, you know, even with the name, it was like what they tried to term it at first was like our playground. It's like, well, let's call it a holodeck. Okay, we'll call it a holodeck. And they're experimenting with the technology. The fast forward at the very end was it took up too much power, and they found themselves in jeopardy because they were like just studying like a nebula or something. And they got it into hot poop because it was draining all the power, and they couldn't turn the holodeck off. And then now the ship was about to so Scotty had to be. So there's a nice little backstory with Scotty trying to figure out and asking for help because he wasn't.
And then that explains why you don't have the holodeck in the original series.
There you go.
Bam.
Because they couldn't, they said they'd put it off for whenever, but the right now the technology wasn't there to keep the power going, and there are glitches, and it was brand new. It was absolutely brand new. They were the first ones to experiment it. So what had happened is that they plugged in a Clue like situation. It was like the, you know, right around the period when that classic time was, and Sing was, and she was into that stuff. She loved the stories, little girl, as a young person trying to figure out the detective. It was a detective who done it, a murder.
Right, right.
So there was a murder and was placed in like 1950s Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah. So it had all that camp going on, and it was brilliant. All the different, again, a lot of thought was put into this. Instead of plugging in characters from the story she liked, they had to pull the database of established humans just to fill in the space. So you had Pike, you had Uhura, all the whole gang, and they're like, but again, imagine like late 50s, 60s, you know, Pike's got this big giant hairstyle and the clothing. And so, and it was in a library. You're going to die.
Oh my God.
In a mansion.
Oh, I'm loving it.
All the components. And I'll be the nicest I've ever been. I'm not going to give away who done it, but it was very, very well done. So the glitch was, again, it was just really well done, is that it was, since it was brand new, this was the beta run, they couldn't, the safety protocols didn't function properly because they wanted to, her to challenge, to be Sing to be challenged proper. I mean, she actually got injured, and it got to the point where the communications failed. They couldn't communicate back to the ship. They were stuck. So it was power drain and they couldn't talk to each other. So they couldn't turn it off. And then here's a side story that, again, well-written, man. Scotty, I forgot the exact details, but he had trouble before because he depended on people or something, or it was on him and he failed and people died or the mission was a catastrophe. So he didn't ask for help. So that was his arc, that he wouldn't ask for help. He was trying to figure, it's like, oh, that, and all that mixed together. And
I mean, Next Generation had a holodeck program stick thing, right? Like that seems to be a thing. And
that and Voyager, they leaned on that hard.
Yeah, they leaned on that a couple of times.
Good.
But again, this show has good twists on everything.
You're going to love
they
it.
Take that risk.
I'm not going to spoil that one for you, but I'm going to balance it out. I'm going to spoil one thing for you. Sing and God dang Mr. Spock, he is hanging, man. He is a player. Because you saw it building. They telegraphed it because they're doing the tango and dance. He's being a Vulcan. And then so at the end, she walks in again while he's just practicing by herself, and he does the classic romantic Fernando type Antonio move where he extends the hand and they focus on the hand, like dance with me kind of thing. And so they dance, and there's one move at the very end where his hand, you know, he's dipping her, and you know, one hand's supporting her back, the other hand is pretty high on the thigh, like supporting her. It was like, and she's a beautiful woman. She's got great lines, and she dances really well.
Yeah.
Very seductively, very sexy. And
looked like amazing doing that. She's the wedding episode.
They all but replicate that on the, they decide to dance again. So she's a smoke show, and he's leaning her over on a dip again, hand to the back, other hand way up on the thigh. Nice. And it on purpose. But so it was literally 1, 2, 3, and they're looking at each other, and game on. It's like, because it was like, well, I didn't know if you wanted, and she goes like, I wanted.
Oh, I wanted. Oh! Yeah.
and then I'm like, man, Spock. I mean, I remember Spock with, you know, the '60s reruns. You know, he was freaking stoic, and there were kind of these weird sexual, you know, episodes. You know, because it was the '60s.
Maybe he's like, maybe Vulcans are like the Amish.
You know, right? You know what it is. No.
Play.
Now you've been with the ladies, Phil. You know what it is. It's the challenge.
Yeah.
He is cold. And you know, they've mentioned before, like the one cartoon lady is like, yeah, I just didn't think young Spock was so hot or something like that. He's a good looking guy. And then he's had his shirt off. He's in good shape. He's a good looking specimen, you know. But then he's a challenge. He's like, I'm not letting you in. Oh, yes, you are, buddy.
Sookie now.
It's like, hi, Peter Parker.
I'm all in.
So
I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm kicking myself for not.
This may be.
My life just got so busy this week.
Yeah, man, everybody. This show may be more tailored to you out of the three of us, only because of the Clue aspect. It was like, Oh my gosh, Phil's gonna die.
And literally, I bought a Clue Lotto ticket today.
It's a sign.
I didn't even know they made Clue Lotto
Some kind.
tickets. I was like,
Well,
keep my
just
money.
remember me over Warren when, if you know that, that it pays off for you. Just saying.
Right on, right on.
The so there's really, you can put a button on it, but it was between, oh, and again, oh, so the whole deal with the Hollywood part of it, and I'll just, this will be the last part, was that they were producing a Star Trek like show. That's what the opening thing with Nurse Chapel was, and they're canceling the show. So there's kind of back and forth about power struggle and why they canceled it. And so someone was murdered because of the show production, and they're trying, so now it becomes a whodunit. And you'll enjoy, this is as far as Warren I'll go, they do a very good twist on it.
Nice.
Well done. It's like, okay, good.
I like
that was
that.
Good.
A good murder mystery.
So, but see all the things I said, one episode, all of them. And I barely even touched the fact that the ship was falling or about to be destroyed because a routine mission got messed up because they didn't have the power.
Yeah, you briefly mentioned they were in a nebula.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was just a good touch. It was a good, I mean, these writers are awesome. They love the show. They know the show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Deep breath. You know what's next? It's the pendulopinums.
Yeah, the penultimate episode of Resident Alien. And here's what I'm going to say.
You go, because I'm going to spatter.
I love where they ended. I'm going to go right to the end.
What's the end?
I love where they ended.
Oh, the apple pie?
Well, just the fact that now there's one episode that, what are they going to do? Like, they wrapped up the storyline, so to speak.
This didn't, again, this wasn't rushed, which I enjoy. It was
right.
That two episodes back, it feels like they were just stuffing, you know, stuffing the hat with everything they could find. This one, you could, it's almost lucky, because I think I sent you guys the interview. He knew going into the season that it was probably going to be canceled. Yeah. So we don't have like a, I don't know if we ever talked about it, if you're a fan, we didn't have like a Quantum Leap episode where they were like cut off somewhat unexpectedly. So we didn't really have the ending or a crescendo to, you know, a beloved show. But yeah, go ahead.
I mean,
because I'm going to go off.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go off and then I'll pick up from there.
Okay, here we go. And this is going to be random shotgun. I wrote this down while I was watching the show, so I don't even know if I understand what I wrote. So here we go. I'm all over the place. And I haven't read this in 3 days. So here we go. Okay. Wouldn't let it go about his walk. Big Black and Harry team up, effing gold.
Oh my God.
I realized they had never been teamed up pretty much the entire everything. Okay, gold. Harry in alien form is a hero. I didn't see the Clark Kent Superman dynamic thing there, where I just realized as a human, he's kind of fidgety, selfish, childish, and funny. That's his version of Clark Kent. Not that Clark Kent is the nerd or whatever.
Right,
but that's it. His version is selfish. But when he goes into alien mode, like full alien mode that goes CGI, he's a freaking hero. He's saving, he's kicking butt. He's knocking Asta's boyfriend out the window. Like in that moment, I'm going off script here, but that moment when him and the Mantid are fighting, and then the Mantid knocks Asta down and she's unconscious.
Oh, dude, that was a bad day in Mantid Town.
That's done. This fight's done. This is when Superman comes in the scene. It doesn't matter who they're fighting.
This fight is done. I'm watching it, and the man had like knocked Austin down, and I was like, Ray Hooker Johnson, Ray Hooker Johnson. I'm yelling.
See, I was the other way. I went silent, like, oh, that was a mistake.
You're done, bud.
That was the mistake, because they even did well. Like he looked at they did. I forgot the exact shot where he saw Asta go down, but then they boom focused on his face and the teeth came out. Like, oh, this is this is
like
done.
He hulked up. It was like,
you stole my fire. That was the equivalent of Bruce's eyes going turning bright green. Like, it's done. This fight is over. Now it's just a matter of watching the chocolates go down the assembly line and what he's going to do. Okay, so the fact that he's Superman, it's not just the powers and then the action scenes. His demeanor changes. Now all of a sudden he's like, it's going to be okay when he's hugging Max. It's going to be okay.
He's confident.
And then he's like, he's telling Max, go home. You're going to get hurt. You're still a kid at the end of the day. Go, like, oh, now all of a sudden he's Mr. Shaman
Human?
Yoda. No, he's like he's human. Well, no, he's like superhuman
But
internally.
then the final convincing though is like you hear your father whining, that wine will haunt me.
He's like, oh yeah, but he's still a little funny. He'll put it there, and then they do such a good job. It's like if I don't, if you get your, I'll never hear. It wasn't that he'll die or get hurt. It's that I'm gonna have to hear the whining from your dad. And all of a sudden, his dad's like, Max, Max,
Max, Max.
you see what I'm gonna have to deal with?
Oh my God, I
Freaking
was
brilliant!
laughing.
Free again. There's, I'm not even one fourth of the way through here.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
No. Jump in anytime. Again, the things we, you know, Harry would let go of the gas of the funny walk. Freaking the mayor already has a scandal, but then you got full service at the gas station. He wouldn't let that go at all. Like even the heat of the like really tense moments, he's like, really? Now you're gonna
40 cents more a gallon?
48 cents.
48 cents.
<Yeah. laughs> Again, it was just like Harry's walk. And then the full arc, what I was bitching about before, the arc of the kid, Max, he went in, you know, you can easily pass it over, but he went in to go to and save Harry. Where before he was selling him out, he was extorting him, exploiting him. Now it's like, I can't not, his life is in danger. I'm going in. You know, he's like, you can't. So that's a masterclass on a character arc. And it was, he's like the fourth, fifth tier character on the show. And you're throwing that on us. and then when the Mantid and Harry are fighting, the mayor's like trying to put light on him, but he hits the wrong button and it's like rapid shot fire pictures and it turns into the action sequence.
It was great though.
Brilliant. That was brilliant. That was freaking, it was like kick, kick, click, click, click. And it was like, here's the drop. I'm saying this right now. It's on my nose. It was like watching a comic book. It was different panels of action shots. I just thought of that right now. So again, I'm not going to get tired of saying brilliant. Then when the alien, I was sorry, when the mayor's wife was playing with the power stick and then killed the, it was just like the punching bag. That's a great actress. She pulls. That's not acting. Yeah. There's something inside of her that goes pure warrior mode.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
No, go.
Great acting, right?
Yeah.
Liv being the Mantid, very believable. Every character that switched to the Mantid, very believable.
I carried those on to other. Where do they find? Did they find these actors? Yep. They are. This is top tier, top shelf. Even the detective, she had that. Was it last week? She had that little monologue. I believe you now, or is that even this week? I believe you. Like, and then she had a little monologue. It's like, wow. It was that it was like eight sentences, but she took over the entire show for her 2 minutes in the sun.
I thought everybody that switched to the when Asta played the Mantid or the Mantid was.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But, yeah.
Right. Like every time a character.
I believed it.
The Mantid. I believed it.
Yes, sir.
And like I caught the mic. Right.
Oh, okay.
When,
yeah.
When the deputy called him Mike, that just struck me as so odd. I was like, Mike, right?
And then he's so deliberate about the idea because she respects the hierarchy. he wasn't fumbled at all. He just went straight into the
no. But my God, just everybody was believable and stuff, and they just did just what you call all right, continue on your list.
Okay. I'm about 50%, then I'll show. Okay. So yeah, tail end of that. Yeah, the mayor's wife, you can't fake that. There's a warrior in that human being. And by the way, I saw this in an interview outside of the episode. Her and Asta in real life, they've been friends since college. They went to the same acting school.
Okay.
So she was just talking about this. They won the lottery. They're on this awesome show acting together. She'll still go on set when she's not. She doesn't have to, and she just wants to support her friend. And like, I mean, in the film world, I'm just thinking that is the lottery. That it won't say it never happens, but it's a beautiful thing if and when it does. Okay. And then of all people, not that it's hard, but Darcy is bringing in the emotion. She's the ugly face. He's like, I thought I lost you. And they're like, whoa, hey, what is this in my chest? It's feeling funny when she does that. I've only seen it done really, the best I've ever seen was, I'll do a throwback to The Walking Dead when Daryl saw that his brother had turned and he just made the ugly face. And that was like, that was just acting I can't even put words into it. I like how it looks like knowing that this is the final season, they're wrapping up characters. So Liv was wrapped up. She may be in the next episode, but her character is essentially done. Again, the arc where beautiful. Oh, aliens, aliens. I want to see aliens. I never see. I've been studying for, and yeah, I don't have ever seen. I'll never see aliens. It's like, oh okay. So again, it felt like this may have been her last episode to really have, because I was thinking of you also. I was like, the Asian nurse looking with Taylor Swift picture, that one scene she had in the Asta's office, that may have been the last we've seen her. I was like, oh, that's gonna hurt.
We didn't
Phil.
See Judy Pooper this week either.
I think she'll come back for the final. I think she'll have better odds. But I want everybody back. The again, didn't feel like it. And where was I? When did Deputy Liv get married? I don't remember one episode where that was punctured. I thought they were dating maybe, but married?
I thought they were dating, and then they got, I missed the marriage thing.
That threw me off. Oh, because because he started making jokes about the hoarding and then like the croquet. I don't believe it's the croquet. Well, I'll take them if you the croquet. But I don't remember those two.
I don't remember her being married. Getting married.
That threw me off. Yeah,
I
don't
have to watch the entire series again.
in sadness, just.
But that threw me off. That.
And then even the middle of it, where it's the hours after they find out that the sack is being incubated, and they're going she's gonna have little alien babies. And then freaking Harry's like, hey, I want to be the one who buys the breast pump. I will buy as the shower. Like, my gosh, where did you? My God. And then while he's doing it, the same scene, he's eating the mini chocolate donuts. And the big black is like, where'd you get those? It's like out of the mayor's desk. He said we ran out. And it was just shotgun. I don't believe he's like, I'm going to call for an impeachment. Forget the whole thing that Liv's life is not only in danger, she's about to be eaten by bugs, but he's worried about the donuts and impeaching the mayor because and then I mentioned the monologue. The actors are awesome. I thought she should. Okay, was this up? But I'm sorry. I thought she should have been more remorseful to the sheriff for not believing him. And she loved. They loved each other, and he loved her. He wouldn't do her wrong. He kind of blew it off. Like, we need to figure out where Liv is. That's what's important. I thought there should have been at least one more nudge at, like, I'm sorry. Look, a little sentiment there, because that was, she did him wrong, and he trusted her, and he's not a person who makes himself vulnerable to anybody. So I thought, as a character, but I appreciated that. I'm a little petty too, so I want.
I get it.
So that the loyalty was very endearing between him and between the sheriff and the deputy. He wanted to find her bad. Like, they're going running through the warehouse. Oh, yeah. And Harry's like, oh, but if I do this, I'll be thrown in the acid pit of death and destruction. He's like, you're worried about you right now. I'm talking about Liv. It's like, well, you didn't let me finish. I wouldn't be able to save her if I was thrown. He's like, I think you just added that. It's like, this is freaking gold.
But you know he did.
No, of course he did. But again, this interplay between these two characters, we hadn't really seen them at all.
No.
And it was visual gold.
That's like the most they spent since like the first episode.
Correct. When he was like this weird doctor. Okay. Well, that matchup was like, oh, this is, I'm glad they did that before they closed the store. And then it goes back to, I was just put here like, Christ, that was funny as hell. And then I'm a loyalty guy. The part where Harry just disappears after the day is done and the RoboCop comes in and does the alien flame. It's like, where'd Harry go? Cause his loyalty was to Asta. He had to go, and he knew that she was dying or that. And then, forgive me, a little throwback to that. Where he's like, he's talking to the ghost over Big Black shoulders. Like, I'll do it for you. He's like, you do it for me? Really? He's like, no, not for you. He's like, stop playing with my heart. You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. And I'm about done. And then he just like, then when he says, are you playing with my heart? And then Barry's going off to try to find Liv. And the sheriff's like, alien asshole. So you can bleep me on that.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna leave that in.
And then you have again what I've been missing, that loyalty or that bond between him and Asta, where he gives her the blood transfusion. And then they're waiting out in the hall. It's the dad, Darcy, and Harry. And he's like, she's going to be ours. Darcy called him. He's like, how do you know? You're not a doctor. It's more than you. It was like, hey, that could have been a sixth grade conversation. and then again, the dad plays his role. He's kind of the shaman and the Yoda figure. And he's bringing the wisdom. I'm wrapping it up. And then at the very end, they stay true. They didn't dull it out, and they didn't punt. Where Harry still stays true to his character. They're at the dining, in the diner, and they're eating. And you know, Asa looks over. He's like, "Can I have some of your pie?" He's like, "One, two, no."
He pushed some over,
but then he put the like gravy on top. He's like, "No, Harry." But then that was the emotional friendship moment, and it will be in. Last two things is it'll be interesting to see how they end it in a couple of days. I have no idea. I'm my heart of hearts, I'm still pushing for them to get together, even though Harry said I need to be with Heather. I wish they would. I thought they're going to go on a galactic adventure, just the two of them, because the showrunner said we are going to leave a window open. Yeah. He did say that. And then the last final thing, I wish Warren was here to say, just to rub in his nose. For the first time, and they did in the opening credits, they said the show was based on a Dark Horse comic. So there are odds are strong that I worked with those guys before somewhere, either an artist or a writer or something. So that it's the first time I realized Men in Black was legitimately Malibu Comics. And I definitely worked with those guys. I enjoyed having, it was my first time of having like a Hollywood connection way back when, and I'm done.
Well, boom. Yeah, your notes are way good. There were just a lot of good moments.
So much.
Max wanting to go in and be a hero. Yeah, Harry not letting him. Then Max coming in and being a hero anyways.
And even the conversation with the parents, they just sort of gave us a little palate cleanser, like with all the back-to-back, you know, it's like, we're just being good parents. No, it's not.
I was shocked they showed the hairy legs, ladies.
Oh, I didn't write that. Thank goodness you remember. What are you doing? And it wasn't even just the visual with the ruler. It's like, oh, half inch more than last year. do you have an army of writers? Just like, who? How did?
What's more ridiculous?
I'm just guessing. Their source material must be so deep. It's to be a blank sheet of paper in a bland writing room. Again, it's whatchamacallit, peacemaker absurd levels of writing. Like, are they high and on drugs and brilliant at the same time?
And they just okay. In some ways, that's what I expected in a final episode, right, of a show.
It was close. Wrapping
up loose ends and all that
stuff. Close.
And it was like, oh, man, oh, man. And then the diner scene, it's like, what's going to happen next week?
Well, because the very, very last thing is like, it almost felt like there was a pin on it. And then Asta's lying in bed and her eyes open. They're here. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, excuse me.
Same thing.
It's Sulu. The Greys are coming back. They're breaking the contract or something like that.
Yeah.
Who's they? Because they are the Greys, are the only one they's I know in the show. Everybody's been more of a one-off. I don't remember a group besides the Greys.
The only other people I can think of is the government.
That's a good one. Yeah, maybe.
But I think it's the Greys because they don't have Harry's soul.
But there was a deal. He brought the mantid in. That was the trade-off.
Killed the mantid.
Well, he brought in the carcass. Again, it was just one casual sentence from the mayor going, oh, he had a good... Again, I love the fact that it wasn't like the interstellar guacolian eccentric bazillion, you know, something. It was like it was the housing... It's housing to building or something. Our government even has more fancier names. Because even that dining, the diner scene, that felt like a slow goodbye feel.
Yeah, it kind of felt like the end of David Banner, like I'm going to eat and then walk off.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't mean to steal your Hulk thunder when he hulked up.
That's fine. You heard what I just said. It took me, 10 minutes to say that, and the show is only 30 minutes long?
it was just packed with stuff, right?
Like, and it worked.
And it worked. And it worked well. And it was like, you know, wow. I got done with that and I was like, when there's gonna be a day this winter where I binge watch that entire series end to end.
Maybe we get together and get like a couple of pitchers and just pour it into the pour it into the soil in memory and memorandum.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It was just like, and that episode, to me, that episode was phenomenal. I'm really in because they wrapped up everything, and normally that's what you want, right? But there's a cliffhanger, and knowing
And it
that there's
went.
one more episode makes that even better in my mind, somehow.
See, because there's an undercurrent for me of sadness, knowing, because I can tell, I can, you know, I'll go with my gut. There's still more story to tell here. However, the economics of the real world is inhibiting them because they just don't have the money. And kudos to them again. Their budget was slashed. I saw no hiccup in terms of the budget affecting story. None. It even again, it's a, not. I won't say, I'll just say small for the moment. The egg sack. That's like legit sci-fi. I believed what it was. It wasn't, you know, a 1960s Star Trek
I did like
cardboard.
that the alien hunter's son called her out on moving the chair away.
Again, with all the stuff I said, that's like tier two of all the little mini bumps of like, did you? I'm sorry, my survivor instincts were kicking in really hard right now. It's like,
And then
okay,
they're
that's
stepping
legit.
on the
That's
little
legit.
babies. I'm having that like flashback to Men in Black, where he was like stepping
Oh,
on the
is that your
roses.
cousin? Is
Yeah, was that your cousin? He's like stepping on
that
it, and I'm like,
your
oh, how's this? I thought we were going to end the episode with all of them running around squishing bugs. I didn't. I missed the alien hunter coming in with the flamethrower.
I saw that
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't
coming-ish.
see that.
I saw that. I saw that one. I saw. And a far left note, as you're saying that, for them. They go dark here and there, just enough, not even just enough, just unexpectedly, even when they had the jewels being freaking gutted as the host. And then at the end, where, I mean, that's just mean. The Mandit transformed back into Liv just to show them what she's going to look like when she dies. Whoa,
Yeah, that was dark.
that's not happy, happy hug, hug. Thanks for saving my life. And I have my apple pie.
And again, the actor who plays Liv did a great job of that.
Just when the hell did she get married? That bothers me now. But no, she brilliant. Even again, they've got the money. There's a Spielberg behind them. Come on, Steven, hook them up. Where when Asta's looking for her, and then she's hearing the voice, and she looks up, and she's doing the whole demon on the wall with the white eyes. Liv is on, yeah, on the cave walls. Like that's exactly the way it should look. That's exactly the way it should look, and. You're hanging me out here, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a friend whose father passed away today, and she just messaged me back. I
Trump.
just wanted to give her a thing.
Yeah,
All
well,
right.
I'm a, you trumped it, you trumped my comment. So it just it's kind of weird. The interview I saw, maybe just one and done, where he was with the showrunner, Alan Turek. He seems very timid and very it, which if it is true that he's kind of mild mannered like that. Brilliant actor because I don't catch that on the show. He's our age, well, my age, by the way. He's like in his early 30s or 50s, 30s, 50s.
Early 30s. Yeah, but yeah, I've seen him, and I've seen him, you know, here's the thing is I've seen him in enough different roles. Like he was in Ray Donovan. As Ray Donovan's brother,
Was he in
who was like,
Firefly?
huh?
Was he in the Firefly
He was in
Serenity?
Firefly. He was a
Dang.
pilot. He when he plays something, I don't see Alan Tudyk or Tudyk. I
Tudyk,
see the character.
yeah. That, well, that's again. And I don't know if anyone's going to give him another chance. He was the lead role, he carried the show as a leader. I'm not saying he carried the show, but as a leader, he fulfilled his role. With the, again with the slam home dunk, trifecta scoring.
Yeah,
So.
he's yeah. I watch this and go, how can you not?
This is the first this episode and the past episode where I've talked smack so many times about, oh, I'm gonna watch that again. I've never watched anything ever again except these past two episodes. I've watched them in this past one I watched three times just because there was so much and I'm going to forget some. Just the fact that thing you mentioned, you know, like her moving her chair or something else you mentioned, like I totally forgot about it with all the stuff, you know, I blabbered about. I mean,
there's so much. A lot to remember.
Yeah, that's why I have to write this down. I have to write this down. And again, the highlight coming away from this is Harry and Big Black. That all day. I could watch that. That team was phenomenal. I could watch that all day because they started last week. Was like, hey, can you do that ET thing with your fingers? Like, my finger can only, but my other finger.
Yeah.
That was the only time. That was the show that I thought they were stuffing in. It didn't feel natural.
Yeah.
But yeah, the team up between is like, I knew you cheated. I knew you were lying to me. I never trusted you. Because that's been done before. Like, who's the bad guy? Because they're totally identical.
Yeah. So, a bunch.
Yeah, that's lore at this point. So they did a good job at that. And I will, you know, there's another point. I wasn't thinking of Phil, but I was thinking of Phil when Asta was about to go down because she got the stinger and her vein was all that. And she was wearing a particular outfit at the time, which, you know, accentuated, if that's a word, the lower portions of her physique. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll say it and be mad at me, but forgive me just once. It's very juicy.
Here's what I'm going to say. Meat is for men. Bones are for dogs. That's all I got to say about that.
I historically, don't get me wrong, it's been done well. Not with the big girl, not in the big girl club, but I just, you know, I would probably christen her queen. of the lower big booty. She's a very attractive woman, and she's an incredible actress.
You watch that and like, okay, I'm so right now I'm gonna say this. The only show I think that can run with this on a regular basis that like I would say like I could still get excited talking about it is the fact that Star Trek is knocking it out of the park.
They're good, man, but I think
they're not that good. But it's like I can watch that and be like still excited about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If there was anything else going on with Resident Alien, it would seem humdrum.
Absolutely.
Anything else would just get so crushed. Murderbot was a decent show. Destroyed.
It was its ugly cousin.
Yeah. Destroyed by it. Every show that's ever been on during it has just been destroyed by it.
Well, it's like your first love or something who is a smoke show too, and then all the girls you date after. You know, you don't want to say it loud. Say it proud. But yeah, no, Resident Aliens, I haven't encountered a show like this. If you catch me right now with the Euphoria, you'd be hard pressed for me to say another show that is better. I can't think of anything. Especially, I can say comparatively, you could say MASH, but you know that was a different generation and totally different vibe. But it, again, they showed it had that mixture of emotion and just incredible hilarity. But now these guys throw in, well, they had the war, they have sci-fi. Again, it just shows the two shows we're mainly talking about, Star Trek and Resident Alien. Both, I said this I think last week, they're both absolutely sci-fi TV shows, but they couldn't be more different. Yeah. Couldn't be more different. So,
and I like that contrast too. I will be sad.
Friday night, is not a word.
Sad is just going to be me. It's going to be like losing my best friend.
So if you have the
show to lose, I don't have a best friend.
It's going to be a new sensation.
Totally new sensation.
Like, what is this? Well, there's a hole in this area of my chest. There's nothing there where there once was.
I just hope I don't cry.
If they hit the right tones, you never know.
I won't admit it on the show. I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Yeah, I might. And they might not. It's more, we're more susceptible if we're not looking for it. There have been a couple times over the course of the show, like, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, that's been a lot of times over this show.
Yeah,
went a little too deep and a little too close to home.
Darcy
me laugh.
In the 70s, never saw that come.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the ones that hit into the chest.
That's what I'm saying. Like her one about, you know, being the daughter and being there for. You know,
for the girl. For Terminator. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. There's been there's been plenty of those in this show where it's like
the quintessential scenes for me were when Asta and Harry got caught at the bottom of the glacier.
Yeah.
And you know, Asta goes in, and we talked about it before, where Asta goes, well, because Harry made a cold comment. She's like, well, you really don't think much of human nature. It's like, well, neither do you. It's like, yeah. Oh, and right after, when she's addressing, or right before she's addressing the wound, he's like, I'm only halfway transformed. He's like, oh, your penis is still there. and he goes, it is all right. That felt good.
That was a great show.
And that was at the beginning and hitting us for the first time. Wow. That's just, again, it's hard to get words. That's so solid, so well written.
Every now and then I'll talk to somebody who hasn't seen Resident Alien, and I was like, the first episode, they're burying a doctor, and he crawls up on the casket. I was like,
oh, then if you remember the first season, I was a little, it was a locker for me because he's it was like episode four or stuff because they established that he really loved milk and then he went into the barn and was just suckling from the cow directly. Like, wow, this show has no guardrails. They'll go where they think it's funny. They're going to go where they think it's funny.
Just a ka-kung.
So here's the thing, man. It's 2 days. We'll watch it and everything will change. We will talk in so much. We are going to talk about this show historically. That's some BS.
That is some bullshit.
That is some BS. We're gonna talk about this show historically, and that makes Fernando sad. Yeah. You know what it makes Fernando? It makes me want to throw the backpack on my back and go down a lonely road by myself. That's what's gonna be.
I feel like I'm out there, man. It's like, oh,
in 48 hours, because there's gonna be this little dip S of hope, unicorn, rainbow, and me going, well, they could come back, and then someone's just gonna. It's gonna be Stallone over the top, who's just gonna crush the arm wrestling contest, and go, nope, it's not. Even if they do, it's gonna be different vibe, different characters. Max is gonna look like a grandfather or some stuff.
Oh my god, yeah. Max will have his own kids by the time they've come back.
And I forgot the Muslim. I looked her up quickly.
Sahar. Yeah,
I wonder. She's actually kind of. He is his age. She's like in his mid teens ish. She's like 20 or something older, but she's like naturally short. And I think and just from a quick clip, I didn't really dig that deep. I just saw that she had posted some gospel passage, not John 3:16 or anything like that. But I was like, oh, she's actually Christian playing a Muslim. That adds a little.
Be like Austin 316. I thought maybe she was a wrestling
fan. No.
I just looked the man in his ass. Can't nobody stop me.
Yeah, I mean, that they did a good job where the villain was tough. It wasn't a rollover fight.
No.
And it wasn't, but he still made it funny. Again, with the rapid shots from the cell phone. Are you kidding me?
I love that. Now that you say it, it looks like a comic book.
That was on the spot. That was real time.
Yeah, that is true. That's what.
That's for that, for this world. That's genius. That's absolutely brilliant. Knocked and I don't know if we're ever going to talk about a show like this ever again. Next week, it'll still be current a little bit, but then after next week's episode, it's going
to
be like
we might have to do like a once a year. Binge.
Homage, binge, yeah. Pray, respect to.
Like some people do like retreats. We might have to do a Resident Alien retreat.
No, we say that now, but time's going to wane and it's going to turn into our annual Groundhog Day. Let's do Groundhog Day this year.
Yeah. We're going to do it this year, but that's really next year.
Yeah, right. Well, it's over and over again, but I'm
so. That's the best part about saying Groundhog Day.
Hey, did you see the sequel?
We're living it.
Yeah, the sequel was great.
You
all three
the
of
experience right there, bud.
Oh, man.
Well, but we should. Because I knew we were going
out. Oh, I thought I was wondering we were running long here. Here's the thing, except for Alan, because he's already had history and a storied career at this point. Good job on him. I don't know if I'll be able to see any of these actors again in other roles and not think Asta, Darcy, you know, Mayor's wife.
So here's what I'm going to say. I think they did such a good job. I don't think there's going to be any that I'm going to have that problem.
You think their acting skills will propel them beyond pigeonholing?
That's kind of like where I was when they were like, they were the Mantid. They weren't, it wasn't Liv.
Yeah, their acting skills are top notch.
So
yeah.
I feel like, and I don't see that out of Harry. And if they learned anything from him, right? You know, Alan Tudyk, and Tudyk, or however you say it, he doesn't seem to do that. His roles are all different, and I don't see him.
Well, the best example, Han Solo and Indiana Jones. Those are not two. So it can be done. I'm not saying it will be, but it can be done. But I don't know about Asta. I don't know if I'm not going to not see Asta when I see her face and acting and talking. So there it is.
All right. We'll be back next week to talk about the final episode.